John Wiley was a true Protestant pioneer for the work of Christ in Northern Ireland. He was born in 1913 to a religious but not Christian family. Saved at age 19, he felt the call to preach a short time later. In 1952, he entered the work of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster and was mightily used of God in the formation of that denomination. John Wiley was a fearless preacher. Once, while street preaching, he was severely beaten and received a broken nose, barely escaping with his life. And yet he returned later to the same spot to preach again. Mr. Wiley stood strong for religious freedoms throughout his country, and in 1966 was arrested, along with Dr. Paisley, when he refused to be silent about the ecumenical compromise in Ulster.
I want to tell you that Ulster's ruin tonight can be laid at the very door of these men who are preaching in this very town, throughout our province, a gospel of mean compromise, a gospel that is not a gospel of damnation. Oh yes, just in closing, let me read to you a warning from God's Word. In Joshua chapter 23, and my, this old book's right up to date. Right up to date. And here's what God says to His ancient people and to us tonight. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your side, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. This was a good land, friend. This was a prosperous land. This was the most prosperous little part of Great Britain, let alone Ireland. The best shipbuilding works in the world. The best linen trade in the world. The best engineering works in the world. And we have allowed these apostates to line up with the enemy. They have taken away our prosperity. And they're bleeding us to death. And they're still in their pulpits tonight behind the sacred desk, spewing out their filth and shame. Oh, I would call upon you, men and women, as my last appeal to you. In God's name, break with these Lundies. Break with these traitors. Break with the enemy! Join hands with the people of God in your stand to save this imperial province. And it shall be saved! If you and I and all of us take Christ as our life and the Word of God as our sure anchorage, then nothing can stand against us all the days of our lives. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And this is old Joshua, another old warrior preaching his farewell sermon too. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All has come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed. My God has fed you, people. God has blessed you. God has defended you. God has brought blessing to our province, and you must say amen to that. You're in health and vigor tonight. These blessings have come from God. Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things, until he hath destroyed you from off this good land, which the Lord has given you. Oh friend, God's going to take this land from us. You haven't heeded the preacher in the free church. He's only a fanatic. But you can cock up your ears tonight. God's going to take this land from us. Unless there's a mighty sudden break from apostasy. And unless men leave their churches and rush them at home rather than soil their breath by going into such hell holes. So in closing, I would like to just say one word. Farewell. I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. Choose life.